Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 321. Before proceeding to the next organ controlled from the cerebral cortex but with functional changes or functional loss, I decided to engage today's health tips with few cases of the SBS of the vestibular organ. This is with a confession that in spite of being a medical practitioner for more than 35 years, I was not clear with the causations of the conditions like vertigo, tinnitus, Meniere's disease, etc. until I learned GNM. Now I am happy to take up any case of this category because I am convinced of the significant biological special program of the vestibular organ causing all these medical conditions. Few years back, a retired lady teacher who was also my neighbor came to my clinic in an evening without an appointment to get medicine for her husband. He could not walk and he is severely affected by a vertigo which he had never suffered earlier. A man of 70s, he was known to me for several years. When inquired very precisely about a falling conflict, she told me that there were 7 workers appointed for laying clay tiles over the slanting roof of his newly constructing house. He was standing in the courtyard during the whole forenoon, looking up to the roof and constantly giving warnings to the workers to be careful not to fall down. Caroline Marcolin, in her GNM tutorials, gives her own case of vertigo. She was lecturing on GNM on a narrow platform throughout the day. At the end of the day, while getting back to her retiring room in a hotel, she felt a very severe type of vertigo. She could identify the triggering conflict immediately, and that was she had constant fear of falling while moving to and fro the displaying screen while lecturing because the dais was very narrow. A lady teacher who retired recently from the teaching post complained to me one day that she was suffering from severe vertigo since morning. She was healthy and free from the complaint till she went to sleep. On inquiry about a falling conflict, she revealed to me what really happened during the sleep. She was a primary school teacher who was very fond of small kids. At the time of retirement, she had the painful feeling that the other teachers remaining in the school would not take care of her students with sincerity and kindness. She had a terrible dream at night of one of her old co-workers picking up each one of her beloved students and putting them one after the other into a very big sack-like container for being lazy and careless about the well-being of her dearest students. I explained to her the GNM understanding and her vertigo disappeared before she moved out of my consulting chamber. One of my epileptic patients who was under allopathic treatment for more than 35 years was cured by my GNM therapy and homeopathic treatment. He married a lady of her own age. Both of them had no hope of getting married lives. The boy was dull for several years under strong anti-epileptic medications. The lady had a very severe vertigo for the last 3 years. I gave assurance to the boy and his father that with GNM I can cure her. Within 2 weeks of marriage, she visited me and I could find out the falling conflict of her. Her elder brother had met with a motor accident and was found fallen on the ground unconscious. She was nursing her unconscious brother who was bedridden for the last 3 years and died only few months before her marriage. With GNM and homeopathy, she became all right within 3 weeks' time. A lady patient came to me with a vertigo of 9 months' duration. On inquiring about a falling conflict, she told me that 9 months back, one day, while returning home after shopping, she found her old mother-in-law fallen unconscious on the ground. She continued to fall several times within the last 9 months. Not a single neurologist could diagnose the condition of the patient exactly. They alleged the vertigo as caused by hypertension, but thereafter she was obsessed about her blood pressure and used to check it at least 6 times a day. She was also cured with GNM and homeopathy. A young lady of 31, but eldest of her 3 other siblings, came to me with very severe vertigo for the last 2 years. Not a single neurologist could help her in spite of consuming large quantities of chemical drugs. She was the mother of 2 small kids of 11 and 8 years old. She was at the verge of depression. Following the death of a relative, she developed a serious fear of death and conviction that she will die shortly. At the close of my 1-hour-long first session with her, she revealed that she got 50% relief, and after 1 week, 80%, after 2 weeks, 90%, and she was 100% relieved within 3 weeks' time. The reason was that there was a very serious fight between her younger sister with 2 kids and her husband, and they are about to get divorced. This was a conflict for the loving elder sister, who suffered from the falling conflict in a transposed sense as a fall from grace for the sake of her beloved younger sister. I know a girl who was getting frequent vertigo since her husband started showing no love towards her. This is also taken by her in a transposed sense as a fall from grace. Friends, there is no reason for any negligence or lack of diligence to be shown in the learning of German new medicine. It is truth and truth only, and please spread it across the globe to help many people suffering under the clutches of the conventional medicine. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.